The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Employment is integral to the autonomy and independence of a person with special needs. In Singapore, more than 132,000 people aged from 18 to 49 have special needs. The government's Enabling Master Plan is spearheading the initiative to empower those with special needs to reach their fullest potential. But how can companies rise to the occasion to do their part as well? Pizza Hut, we've learned, has worked with the Association for Persons with Special Needs, or APSN, to gainfully employ their graduates. To further discuss how the Association for Persons with Special Needs, or APSN, prepares their students for the working world, we invited APSN CEO Dr. Christopher Tay to join me on Influence today. Dr. Tay, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Michelle. Now, very happy to be here.
Share with me the employment rates as they stand now for people with special needs, if we were looking at that age bracket of 18 to 49.
Okay, so maybe I can start off by saying that there are two actually exit points as far as our training and our schools are concerned. The first one is they actually go through the primary school all the way to the senior school, and they will exit with a WSQ cert.
At 18?
At 18. So when they get out, they actually can go for open employment. That one, we are quite successful. We have about 87% employment rate there, you know, after they graduate. And the other one is requires more help. Those are the lower functioning one. And they go for shelter workshop, that kind of stuff. So these people, we have a success rate of about 30% over. They do exit and go for employment, either sheltered or open.
Tremendous. Thank you for sharing those rates. Now, when it comes to employing APSN graduates or anyone with special needs for that matter, how receptive would you say are businesses in Singapore?
Well, we have been doing that since 1980, and we have about 140 over active participants, or rather potential employers. So Pizza Hut is definitely one of them. In fact, just to cite that, since 2011, we've been working very closely with Pizza Hut. To date, we have about 31 employees being employed by Pizza Hut out of the 79 that I know of that are actually employed by Pizza Hut with other disabilities. So I look at it, actually the acceptance level has already gone up and we are quite happy about it, but we still, there are a lot of things to do to get more employees coming in to understand us.
Yeah, what do you think are some of the myths, or what holds employers back, do you think?
I guess they do not really know by the word special needs, you know, so they thought that really they're very different from everybody. Actually, they're not really, because we do have a lot of higher functioning students or graduates or alumni. They actually has gone on to become supervisors, chef in Shangri-La and things like that. So actually, they are actually a good bunch of people to employ. In fact, now I'm happy to say that many of the employers actually know that they can actually come to us and work with us on a certain type of programs. Another example besides Pizza Hut would be like Aston's. Mm-hmm. Aston's actually came to us, and now if you go to our HQ, you will find that there's a cafe run by APSN at Aston's. So these are training which are higher level, because traditionally they are already trained on foundation courses for catering, baking, baking staff and all this. So this is very good.
Tremendous. Tell me, are these what are some of the most common sectors that employ APSN grads? You mentioned F&B.
Yes. Let me put it this way. Mm. Basically, we have the traditional courses, which is catering, F&B, hospitality, things like that. So we've been doing that for years. But right now, because of a new plan that we put in place, we call it the ACC, which is the APSN Community and College. This college, actually, we aim to be the first higher learning of Institute for Special Needs. And this is where we train students for higher level courses or non-traditional courses. When I say non-traditional, let me cite some examples.
Please.
For example, we are really working with Edges Building and Maintenance to do their building maintenance program in the hotels. And Aston's, as I mentioned just now, we are doing higher level training. Even Pizza Hut, I've just spoken to them. So they're very keen to look at higher level kind of employment and training.
What does that entail?
So that would entail things like, you know, we will go on to from just crew members and all this, they actually will be training them to be managers and things like that. So there's a managerial skill, the soft skill all will come in. So besides the knowledge itself of the product, they have to go on to managerial skills.
Persons with disabilities comprise about 0.55% of the resident labour force. This according to NCMP Associate Professor Daniel Goh back in 2017. How do we increase that percentage from 0.55% of the resident labour force? Move that upwards, since we know that employment is integral to a person with special needs' ability to support themselves, for their autonomy and for their long-term independence. APSN CEO Dr. Christopher Tay joining me to share with me how companies can do their bit in that equation to raise that percentage. Dr. Tay, what are some success stories that you can share?
For example, now we have gone on to, you know, the trainees into the non-traditional areas like the logistics. We are going into logistics. That's quite exciting for not just the students, but also the parents of these students. So this is one of the things. In fact, we are going into logistics, and we find that training them in this area actually opens up the whole employment opportunities for them. And just to name some of these people, we have many success stories, as I mentioned earlier. They've gone on to become supervisors and all this. But just to cite one, we have one 26-year-old. Actually, she is a very shy girl, but she's working in Pizza Hut, by the way. And she has spent about 5 years to say that actually she, through the training and everything, now she is promoted actually to supervisor. So we're very happy for her. So you can see people like this girl, actually she can be trained. She can be trained and retrained. In fact, we're so happy that now she's been invited to give talk to the students with special needs and also to train them in Pizza Hut. So this is one of those success stories that we do have. But there are also other stories, like, for example, we have a student, 23-year-old student. Mm-hmm. Oh, this student, not just, he has a mild intellectual disability. Coupled with that, he has ASD, the autism spectrum order. So you find people like that is a little bit tougher to train. But after training and retraining, you find this person working in Giants, for example. And now he's promoted. And he's promoted to be a retail assistant, which is very happy for him and the family. So we are now going into this phase whereby we are going to showcase all these success stories to employers so that they understand that the persons with special needs, children like that, actually is a excellent manpower for the industry.
And they can develop their careers
as
well.
That's right, exactly.
So what are some of the challenges that many of the graduates face after they enter the workforce?
Well, I would say that it's just like any one of us, you know. When you go to the workforce, you get worried about, you know, the policies, the bosses and everything else. So, but at APSN, we actually give them a lot of support. We have the alumni services, for example, where we actually look after we are in contact with them for at least about 400 of them on a yearly basis. Although we have a base of more than 5,000 alumni, because we started in 1976. So we give them a lot of support services. We give them advisory. We even talk to them on their behalf to the employers in terms of job modification, job scope, and then contract and all those things. So we give them a lot of such support. And if need be, they actually go back to APSN for further training.
So do you have any words to companies out there? What would you like to say to them when it comes to their perception of your graduates?
My take of the whole thing is that the more of these industry players, if they come to us early to discuss with us on some of the areas where they want to do, like I mentioned just now, traditionally, logistics is never, you know, is unthinkable actually for APSN. But because we get to the players, we get to the partners, and we spoke to them, we tell them, we show them actually what they can do, and they are pleasantly surprised. That's why these areas, people like them, the logistics partners, for example, or any other partners for that matter, like Edges, they come to us and we can talk to them and we can modify the courses for them, meet their requirement and criteria. Actually, they are quite a big sort of help to the companies out there.
So what would you say to members of the public who want to help?
Well, you can help in many ways. One, you can volunteer your service, you can be a mentor, you can be a buddy. But I think one of the important things is that we do need that industry experts to come in together with us to help us in various areas, like, for example, to the curriculum writing and talk to us about their industry knowledge, the relevancy of the industry, because we cannot go on doing the same thing while the market is changing. So I would suggest, and in fact, to my staff, to reach out to more employers to come back to us, to share with us, to sort of help us to table more such of this useful, relevant knowledge in the industry.
Well, they're a very important part of a diverse workforce. Thank you for helping us get an overview of the employment picture here in Singapore for persons with disabilities. We've been talking with APSN, or Association for Persons with Special Needs, CEO Dr. Christopher Tay, finding out how companies can break through boundaries and help individuals reach for independence and autonomy through employment.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at MoneyFM89.3.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.